Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Now, I don't drink margaritas, but we all know what a margarita is. We all know what a bar is. So you're going to say Marg Bar.
Marg Bar.
Marg Bar Israel.
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 Thank you. What does that mean? Oh, so it has two meanings, depending on who you ask. It can mean death to or down with. So
can we get a Marg Bar America?
We can get a Marg Bar America. Yes, we can. Marg Bar America.
Marg Bar America.
That, of course, our translator standing by. America, they hate America. That's what this mob is about yesterday. How are they that coordinated? Even though we played you earlier on the Dom show, Joe Scarborough saying Fox News was showing this. There was no coordination. There were just a few protesters yesterday across the country causing mayhem, except in Florida, where they were dragged out of there. Here in Philadelphia, the response was pretty good. They just were heckling Joe Biden again in Scranton. Some sound may come up on that, Dan. I'm watching Fox now. It just happened. So shortly.
Fox News. I'll just say it on Fox News. They didn't want to show Donald Trump in trial. So they got three protests and said protests shut down America, basically.
All right, let's go to our friend, of course, Steve Feldman, executive director for the Greater Philadelphia chapter of the Zionist Organization of America. Steve with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Steve, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dom, for having me back. It's a pleasure to be back, and good afternoon to you and your listeners.
Steve, we'll get to yesterday and Joe Scarborough not understanding the big story of the day when Americans across the country were kidnapped, held captive by these people who are just running amok. Question that comes up, though, one of the dodges used is they'll say, well, I have nothing against anybody who's Jewish. I really don't have anything, sometimes they say, against Israel, per se. I just don't like Zionist, like the Zionist Organization of America. So what is a Zionist?
So a Zionist is somebody, doesn't even have to be Jewish, actually, who believes that the Jewish people are entitled to self-determination in our legal and historic homeland and to live in safety. That's really all it is. It's not a mystery. It's nothing ominous. It's what all other peoples the world believes deserve. The Jewish people are indigenous to the land. I mean, the ties of the Jewish people to the land go back thousands of years. Anybody who's ever picked up a Bible and opened it up realizes that. It's common sense. It was recognized by the League of Nations, the United Nations, the United States, most of the free world. Back back in the early part of the 20th century and made international law, and that's really what it is. And Zionism is integral to the Jewish people from a religious and cultural and ethnic element as well. I mean, there's certain obligations, religious obligations Jews have that can only be done, for example, in the land of Israel. I mean, there's other,
right?
I don't want to turn this into a religious.
I get you, because I've said, as you know, I'm a Zionist too, without a doubt. It's a simple thing. It often now, because people don't know, they think it's something mysterious, is used as the latest dodge of these mobs. So yesterday, it was a coordinated effort here in Philadelphia, New York, 100 different places, some of them very small. And they know the weak spot in America is you have people that are going to let them imprison people, block traffic. The argument, this new A-15 group backed by Mumia, apparently, Steve, is they want to shut down economic activity as a way to punish us and Israel for what's going on in Gaza. Who is it that you think is behind this confederation of people?
Sure. So I'm looking at their website, A-15 Action, and big bold letters at the top. It says coordinated economic blockade to free Palestine. So anybody claiming that it's not coordinated is out of touch with not only reality, but these people's intentions. Who's behind it? It could be a lot of different people. There's speculation there's so-called dark money. At some of these rallies, we've seen hammer and sickle red flags. So any Marxist or leftist or one of those kinds of things, it's almost anybody's guess. I mean, there seems to be a link to the Tides Foundation, which funds a lot of anti-American activity.
But Stephen, so your contention, though, here's the broad point. This isn't solely about Israel. In fact, Israel might be just along the way. These people are anti-American by and large.
Well, look, if you're shouting death to America and teaching other people how to chant death to America, that means you want to slaughter 330 million Americans or whatever our population up to the minute is right now. If you're chanting and shouting death to Israel, you want to slaughter not only Israel's 7.5 million Jews, but 2.5 million other people, Muslims, Christians, Druze, Bedouin, I mean, the gamut. So basically, it's calling for mass murder. It's anti-capitalism. It's anti-American values, as they are explained and expressed in the Declaration of Independence, et cetera. So, no, Israel in many ways is a convenient tool to unleash all this. Obviously, Israel is threatened and is under attack and is the focal point right now since October 7th. It's amazing. Israelis are massacred in an unprecedented attack, and suddenly the world seems to believe that Israel and the Jewish people and the Jewish state are the aggressors. It's a magic trick that David Copperfield or whoever couldn't pull off, but it really is something else.
Well, Steve, the latest contention here, and I talked about yesterday, but for people that missed it, the link here of Israel taking out this Iranian general or terrorist in Iran's embassy, they were shocked that's over the line by bombing him and killing him, and thereby they deserve the response that we're seeing here in America.
Well, a couple of things. First of all, it was a building near the consulate or near the embassy. It was not the embassy itself. The photographic evidence is pretty clear.
Okay.
Second of all, the people who would make that claim would want the United States to be hit by 300 ballistic missiles and drones because we took out Soleimani. President Trump, ordered that. So are they wishing that for America? Because, I mean, really, why? There's no difference. Soleimani was attacking Americans. This Iranian general was attacking not only Americans and Israelis, but other people. He supposedly was one of the planners of the October 7th massacre, rather. We know that Americans, Israelis, and people from other countries, other nationals were murdered, raped, kidnapped, injured. So no. I mean, the people who would make that argument, Dom, are the Death to America crowd, because they're obviously wishing the same thing for America. Terrorists have to be eliminated. The alternative to eliminating terrorists is to have terrorists eliminating civilians. Those are the two choices. Either eliminate the terrorists and save the civilians, or let the terrorists eliminate the civilians and destroy a country. And a civilized society can't condone that.
Steve, any position from your group or personally or whatever? I mean, I think Israel has every right to retaliate strategically. I think that's sound, too, not just morally. What are your thoughts after, if you let this go by, in other words, the argument is it's giving Iran a pass on this?
Yeah, look, I'm not going to, and we're not going to second guess Prime Minister Netanyahu and the War Cabinet and Israel. But obviously, in the Middle East, or maybe it's not obvious, there is this notion of the strong horse versus the weak horse, and it's been written about and chronicled. And there is a respect for strength and a disrespect that welcomes more attacks when there is weakness. The Biden administration, I would like to hope, understands this. Why they're putting on this public stance, we really don't know. I think there are some conflicted priorities in the Biden administration that might be directing what we are saying in public, that Israel should or shouldn't do. But again, I don't think that we should be second guessing. I mean, everybody can speculate, everybody can play that game, and it's easy to be an armchair general, but Israel's got to live with the consequences. So they're going to do what's best for Israel, and that's really the way any independent country should do. But certainly Iran should not get away with such an attack. I mean, if not for Israel and the United States and the UK and France and even some of the Arab countries, there would have been massive, massive casualties. 300, you know, these drones are so-called suicide drones and cruise missiles, ballistic missiles. It's a problem. One of the things I wanted to bring out, Dom, if it's okay, is a lot of the protests were making economic claims. The ones in Philadelphia, particularly, there were signs as they were shutting down the roadways, claiming that money is going to Israel that should be instead going for free housing and free SEPTA, all kinds of things, claims. People ought to understand that budgetary monies allocated and appropriated by Congress are separate. What goes for foreign affairs or for military or domestic are all separate. All the money that goes, the American money that goes to Israel, none of it is foreign aid. It's all military credits that are spent in the United States creating and preserving American jobs and helping to improve American weaponry when we have to use it in the United States. So the people who are doing this are either very misguided or they're just outright lying to the public, or maybe it's both. And so I think it's important to put the truth out there of how specious some of these lies
exactly.
are.
Exactly. Steve, where did we find the Greater Philadelphia Chapter Zionist Organization of America? Where should people go?
Thank you. So it's ZOA Philly, ZOAPHILLY.org. Our national website has a lot of good stuff. It's ZOA.org. And if people want to reach out to me and our chapter, it's the word office at ZOAPhilly.org.
Steve, thank you. We'll stay in touch
soon.
Thank you. Steve Feldman from Zionists for America. 855-839-1210. Coming up, Dom's Money Melody. And then I want to play you Chief Justice Gorsuch. This case today, it's pretty clear based upon the Gorsuch and others, they're not buying that any number of people on January 6th were actually committing an insurrection or obstructing the acts of Congress by what they did and got 20 years from that. And I'll play you Gorsuch asking the Solicitor General, what about Bowman then? Wasn't that stopping an act of Congress, that vote? I guess it was on the budget at that point. It was a big moment when he pulled the fire alarm. We'll play that. First, though, it's Dom's Money Melody.
It's Dom's Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
All right, today we're playing for a pair of tickets to see the Down and Derby Wine Festival featuring Secret Service Band on May 4th, 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Veterans Island at Cooper River Park in Pensauken, New Jersey. Sample delicious wines from South Jersey's best wineries. Enjoy live music, performers, food trucks, fun, and games. You have to be 21 years of age or older to attend the event. It's a tremendous event. So, Dan, what's your backstory?
Yeah, Don, today we're celebrating a birthday, the birthday of Mary Isabel Catherine Bernadette O'Brien, better known as Dusty Springfield, born today in 1939 in London. And, Dom, one of our all-time great hits, Son of a Preacher Man,
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Covered in a lot of languages, so I thought we'd reboot the good old what language is this cover song being sung in today, Dom? Today's a very obscure language. I'm going to put that out there. And I'll put a clue out there for any fans of the HBO series Game of Thrones. This country was featured a lot of the filming locations for that great series of Game of Thrones. So if you're a fan of Game of Thrones, you might know this answer. Dom, we're looking for the language that Son of a Preacher Man is being sung in here. We're looking for the language. Take a listen.
All right, hit us with that language. What is the language? Oh, boy.
You want more clues?
Yeah, give one quick clue, sure.
How about this is where Dalmatians originate from, believe it or not. Yeah, yeah. And also, according to Alfred Hitchcock, this country features the world's most beautiful sunset.
Oh,
and we're talking a little bit. I think we'll take two answers here to a degree because there's a lot of history here that includes Soviets or not Soviets or right on the edge there. So. Just give us a country, the language that this song is being covered in today, Dom.
855-839-1210. That's how you do it, and you're off to the Great Wine Festival. It is a wonderful event. Been there several times. Hit us with that. I'll play you Neil Gorsuch. Really on point today. If you're going to put these people in jail for 20 years for actually stopping the process of Congress – What about Bowman then? How can you distinguish that? Does that tell us how the court might be thinking? There were several that asked questions like that. And what's the bigger impact? Well, it gets to the Trump case, ultimately. All right, 855-839-1210. You get in, give us your answer on Talk Radio 1210.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That's right. Every day at around 2:13 or so, we get into that. Let's hear the clue today. Tell us what language this famous song is in. How does Dan dig this up? Well, that's a secret sauce. We can't reveal that. Robin in Downingtown. Hey, Robin, what's the language?
Is it Gaelic?
Good try.
No, Dan doesn't, I like Gaelic. We've got to do one of those in the future.
Usually, Dan doesn't get into kind of Latin languages that are defunct now, right?
We should, though. That would be great.
Yeah, a defunct language. How about some Latin? Audio Obamas takes me back to Newman here.
Find a song sung in Old English.
This is always a big moment, Dan. They're walking over the articles of impeachment now to the Senate for Mayorkas. I always love it. I think the Democrats had candles when they were doing it with Trump. I remember Madeline Dean being one of the leaders with that face that she makes. All right, Rob in South Jersey. Rob, what language is it?
Hey, Dom, I'm a fellow Newmanite as well. I'm thinking Icelandic.
I didn't even know what the language of Reykjavik. You know who loves that? Jim Kenney. I hear they have good bars in Reykjavik.
Is that Iceland. Where he's at now?
No, he went to it to show disdain for his Republican opponent, second time that he ran. Right before the election, he just took off on to Iceland.
Yeah. I love it.
Let's go to Ken in Perkasie. All right, Ken, what is the language?
Well, one of my guesses already went, so I'm going to have to say Norwegian.
No.
Try. All right, Dan, we need another clue here.
You want another clue? Yes. How about that? It's bordered by Slovenia. I'll put that out there.
Okay.
Give you a little perspective.
All right, how about if I give the leader there? Maybe that'll help.
What's that?
Tito.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
I don't know. That may or may not help here. Let's go to Bob in Pennsauken. Bob, what's the language?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bob.
Good afternoon.
It's yeah.
That is very good. How did you know that?
I cheated.
Oh,
how'd you cheat? It's not fair.
I looked it up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes you can look up the clues, and if he takes this long,
it was a clue.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a bad strategy. If we get four people down, you know, look up some of those clues, and maybe you can get that answer. There
all
you
right,
go.
I'll that's put what Bob on for, hold. Right? I don't know if we're serving him at Wine and Derby after that admission. So, I'll take that under advisement.
Look, I there's somewhat expected. I mean, if I'm saying it's a country that's you know, where Dalmatians are from, I don't expect people to know that. Besides the one Mike Opelka who texts me saying for some reason he knows where Dalmatians originate from, and he knew Croatian right away. So. It is Croatia. We would have taken Yugoslavia as an answer, too,
yes,
but Croatia
Tito.
Is the correct answer.
The great Tito. Okay. All right. Now, next up, Neil Gorsuch, who is very underrated, I think was a great Trump pick. I don't think that about Kavanaugh, and I certainly don't think it about Amy Coney Barrett. I got to be honest. There may be a B- to C. Gorsuch is an A- at this point, maybe an A. Listen to this line today, and here's why it's important. These are people put in jail for 20 years under the claim they obstructed the official acts of Congress. Serious thing, 20 years, the January 6th. Well, he wants to know, with the Solicitor General, who's testifying why this should stick with these people in jail for 20 years for this. In other words, an insurrection without calling it an insurrection or proving that it's an insurrection versus a riot. He wants to know, what about Bowman, then, who is a representative, after all? Listen to this exchange.
What does that mean for the breadth of this statute? Would a sit-in that disrupts a trial or access to a federal courthouse qualify? Would a heckler in today's audience qualify or at the State of the Union address? would pulling a fire alarm before a vote qualify for 20 years in federal prison?
There are multiple elements of the statute that I think might not be satisfied by those hypotheticals, and it relates to the point I was going to make to the Chief Justice about the breadth of this statute. The kind of built-in limitations are the things that I think would potentially suggest that many of those things wouldn't be something the government could charge or prove as 1512C2 beyond a reasonable doubt, would include the fact that the actus reus does require obstruction, which we understand to be a meaningful interference. So that means that if you have some minor disruption or delay or some minimal outburst,
okay,
we don't think it falls within the actus reus.
My outbursts require the court to reconvene after the proceeding has been brought back into line, or the pulling of the fire alarm, the vote has to be rescheduled, or the protest outside of a courthouse makes it inaccessible for a period of time. Are those all federal felonies subject to 20 years in prison?
So with some of them, it would be necessary to show nexus. So with respect to the protest outside
assume,
the courthouse, we'd
can,
have to show
think,
that, yes, they
I
were
think
aiming
I've
at
shown,
the proceeding.
Yeah, they were trying to stop the proceeding.
Yes, and then we'd also have to be able to prove that they acted corruptly, and this sets a stringent mens rea. It's not even just the mere intent to obstruct. We have to show that also, but we have to show that they had corrupt intent in acting in that way.
We and went around that tree yesterday.
I know. I heard the argument yesterday, but I guess what I would say is that to the extent that your hypotheticals are pressing on the idea of a peaceful protest, even one that's quite disruptive, it's not clear to me that the government would be able to show that each of
so
those protesters had corrupt intent.
So mostly peaceful protest that actually obstructs and impedes an official proceeding for an indefinite period would not be covered?
Not necessarily. We would just have to have the evidence of intent. And that's a
They intend to do it, all right.
Yes, if they intend to obstruct and were able to show that they knew that was wrongful conduct with consciousness of wrongdoing, then yes, that's a 1512C2
All right, let's hold it there, Dan. Let me intervene here and put on my judicial robe. Sorry, I don't have it in the closet here today. I think what Gorsuch is getting at, and what this clue the court's going to say, you know, mostly peaceful protests that he said there. That was a term of art. What he's saying is you're not going to find it with the groups, lady, that are on your side. You are going to find it, though, with the people and put them in jail for 20 years who did what some of these people did during the riot on January 6th. Isn't that the difference? That's a polite way of, I think, where he's going with this. And I think that's accurate. So state of mind. Well, they don't have the state of mind. Why? Well, because they're noble intended. These people were not. So Bowman, that's okay. I mean, how big of a deal was it that they still voted that night? You get 20 years in jail. Realize the importance of this case. I think the court, probably by 5-4, I'm not sure about 6-3, is going to say these people were unfairly punished the 20 years. They read too much into this statute. Why? Because they want to make January 6th something, it's bad enough as it is, they're right. They want to make it into something bigger, insurrection, but they can't prove that. But they're going to get you on obstruction. And if they do that, this is going to play out in Jack Smith's case, big time, with Trump. Watch this. I predict Supreme Court is going to say this is overly broad, what they've done here. 20 years is ridiculous on this. And that'll come down in June. So we're not too far away. And when it does, it will impact a lot of this very, very important case. All right, 855-839-1210, you can get in on Talk Radio 1210. One other quick thing, we'll play you coming up. Joe Scarborough, Dan flagged this today. I saw it and I sent it to him, but I didn't have a chance to listen until we did. And this
the world's coming to an end.
This is important because it's the latest tactic they're using on the other side, which is to say the Trump people are not only dumb and following Trump, they're not really American. They hate America. And Trump feeds this hatred. Joe Scarborough is proud of America. It's never been more powerful. The economy's never been better. How would you like to see Joe in a supermarket, Dan, as people are picking up guacamole and showing him the prices? How that might go. His hair would get tousled a little bit there.
Because if you read, Mike, the facts are clear. And I'm getting tired of saying this to people who claim to be patriotic but hate America because they're always running America down. They're always trashing America. They're always saying America's horrible. Its democracy doesn't work. We need a dictatorship if Donald Trump doesn't win. I'm tired of people running America down.
And he went on to include, we'll play Fox News Channel, showing not a lot of the trial, which they did yesterday. Joe didn't like that the protesters that shut down America yesterday, his claim they did not. There were two or three people out there. They wrote, let's go to the bridge in San Francisco and tell those people that happened. One thing, Dan, I'm not sure. I saw some of the commentary, a woman having to hoof it to O'Hare because they were blocked there with their cars. She said, well, this is a long way and I barely made my flight. But you know what? Think about the suffering in Gaza. Oh, my God. If you're going to continue to let these people kidnap you and say, well, think about Gaza. This is no big deal. It is a big deal. You cannot stop another person. You cannot impede them. You have no constitutional right to do that. Where is it constitutional to do that? To make me listen. You don't.
Our world's coming to an end. Help us, Jesus. The country ain't the country hours raised in. No, it's better. I see a coyote.
All right, Dan, can't get enough of this. This will be a running theme for Morning Schmo. Boy, Joe, losing his mind today. Why are you showing those protesters? Why do you hate America?
Fox News, I'll just say it on Fox News. They didn't want to show Donald Trump in trial. So they got three protests and said protests shut down America, basically. This weekend, there were like four migrants.
That's all. Okay, Joe, wherever you live, let's go to Scott in Mount Laurel. Don't forget the side question coming to you on that, too. Hey, Scott, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. I'll tell you, that Solicitor General said, quote, meaningful interference. Gee, I wonder what that means. That means we'll decide.
Yes, getting inside the minds of people versus tangible evidence on that. That's exactly what she's saying, Scott. And Gorsuch was a master there bringing up Bowman. I'm sure they didn't know what to say. Yeah.
By the end, he apparently got her to acknowledge that what the guy pulling the fire alarm should be in jail for 20 years. So
exactly. And again, if he's a barometer, and I think he might be, this is going to really cut to the January 6th case.
Yeah, and one of the biggest problems in the country is consistent application of the law. I mean, it's unbelievable. 20 years for that compared to what they get away with. It's just such hypocrisy. Dan, I got to give you a little shout out. I did like that little night court music in the background. That was nice.
That's reference to 24-hour Dom Giordano court. Come on.
Yeah, there you go.
And it's almost, it's funny that what we're watching, if it weren't so serious, it's almost as comical as that.
Yeah.
The way to come up with stuff.
Exactly.
Real quick, on the mail-in voting, I think the problem is people that listen to this show and call this show, we're all political junkies to some degree. There are a lot of people that would vote for us that won't necessarily get to the polls no matter what. Somebody gets sick, something happens, their kid did this, did that. Those votes, we got to get those in advance. Yeah, the cheating, we got to address.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
But there are a lot of votes that we leave on the table with the casual Republican voter.
Yeah, and what it is, Scott, once you know you have them, you start what Democrats are good at. They start stretching. So you got solid starting five in basketball. Now you take a roll at getting somebody spectacular, which is the person that voted once in the last 12 years. That's what they're doing.
Well, it's funny. Yeah, you brought up basketball. It's funny. It reminds me so much that being so against the mail-in voting is like for the first, remember the first 10 or 13, 15 years that people didn't want to shoot the three-point shot
yes.
because they were against it being put in? And it's like at some point you got to embrace it as part of the game.
Exactly. Scott, what is your thing that got better?
NFL football, I love watching it, but the Red Zone Channel took it to another level.
Oh, that's a great answer.
Oh, okay.
I love that answer, Scott.
I don't know if I like
that
one.
Every Sunday, I watch the Red Zone now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It disrupts the game to me a little. Too much of it.
Well, you're not a fantasy guy, are you?
No.
See, that's the thing.
But the Red Zone, yeah, the Red Zone is, yeah. Well, what I think is fantasy football brought it to women more or
oh, 100%. Or younger kids, too. Yeah. Yeah, turn it into a video game.
All right, here's the man. I see what he's going to tell us here, Joe of Exton. Joe, good afternoon.
Yes. Hello, Dom, and good Tuesday afternoon. Regarding the side question, there has been an improvement in dog food. Going from cans of horse meat in kennel ration to supermarkets containing packs of dog food consisting of fresh meats and vegetables.
Very good, Joe. Do you have a dog?
Yes, a porgy.
Oh.
Porgy and Bess.
Porgy and Bess.
I love it. Joe, are you feeding your dog food? Or my dad weirdly feeds broiled chicken and broccoli to his Shih Tzu. Are you feeding dog food or real people food to your dogs?
Both.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
He's cooking for the porgy.
Freddie the cat, the problem we have, he's a fancy feast guy. He's never had the other
kinds. He's a fancy feast.
But wait a minute.
He's
it's
a bougie
even worse. He has to be the sliced. Fancy feast.
Oh, you
and getting the sliced, not every store has it. In fact, most don't. So we go crazy with this cat. He can tell instantly it's not sliced.
Does he have a British accent?
Yes, I think he does. all right. Robert in Ben Salem. Hey, Robert, afternoon.
Hey, Dom, Dan, it's good to talk to you guys today. I'm a little jarred because I was going to mention the three-point shot, but I'm not surprised that Scott beat me to it. To Chris, I understand him. I'm a dinosaur, too, and I'm going to be there to vote. But there are a lot of people that won't get out that could get their votes in. But he seemed to imply that if Republicans do mail-in ballots, we're cheating, too. And I take exception to that. Okay? We're not going to have boxes of Republican
right.
mail-in ballots brought in the middle of the night. You know, we're just trying to beat them at their game so that we can change the parameters of
right.
the election.
Right.
That's
well,
it.
Robert, he was saying also, well, they're going to cheat or they're going to cheat more or something like that. Look,
good.
So
make
we're not,
them cheat. Make them cheat their asses off.
Right. Like, we're not going to play the game now. It's a two-part game. The defense is election integrity. Gone after that. We got to drill down on that, too. But the other is offense. And the way to do it, Robert, you know me pretty well. I would never sign off on satellite offices. You know what? I feel like opening one of my own now. Guy Shiraki's right. In the red counties, put satellite offices there. Put 10 of them there.
We're just being flexible and going with the rules as they go is not cheating. We're trying to make it right by doing it the right way. For my side answer, I'm gonna pay homage to the Earl and go way outside the box on this. My answer is the American greeting. The reason why I say that is when they started stringing up telephones across the country, across all the time zones, they needed the standardized greetings for their operators. And all we had at that time was good evening, good morning, good afternoon, good day. And that wouldn't work across time zones. So they tried to come up with a standardized greeting. At that time, the two that were under consideration were Ahoy, which wouldn't play in Iowa, and What is Wanted. What is Wanted? Thomas Edison, when he was over in England, heard a phrase called hullo, H-U-L-L-O, and it was an exclamation of, oh, my God, did you see that? Hullo, did you see that? But he misinterpreted it and put an L in and invented the word hello, which we use today, did not exist until Thomas Edison invented it.
We got to give Edison credit for something else.
There
now.
You go. Take
Come
that,
on.
Tesla. Go invent something,
no.
buddy.
And it's not even an invention, really, because you don't invent a word. You coin a word.
Exactly.
But that's okay. It's his invention. You guys have a great day.
Thank you. Dan, that's exactly what we want out of the side question. You learned something. That was unbelievable. Now, I would have stuck with, why didn't they say, aloha.
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 I like
yes.
ahoy.
Yeah, ahoy.
Ahoy.
Ahoy. Ahoy. Ahoy, mateys.
Ahoy, Dom.
Ahoy, Dan. Aloha, Fishabine.
I love now the Earl and his out-of-the-box answers are now giving people like Robert.
Yes.
We'll hear from Earl after the break, right?
Oh, man, he's going to have trouble winning the 2024 Caller of the Year. God knows what he's going to have to do.
People are stepping up.
The race will be very tight. The balloting.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, this coming off way back at the beginning of the show, Eggs Benedict today. So Dan, the master of the brunch, says,
yeah,
eggs, good, but something that made it better. That's what we're looking for.
You had some English muffins, yes. Some Canadian bacon, some hollandaise sauce.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, God, so my doctors should put that on TV. Warning, American College of something. Let's go to the Earl of Tacconi, see what he has today. Earl?
The 2023 Caller of the Year!
Odds on favorite. He's not in the play-in game, Dan. He's like the Celtics at this point. Who can knock him off? Earl, what do you have today?
Real quick, thank you, Dom. When it comes to the mail-in voting, I understand and appreciate your point that we need to cancel every Biden vote with a Trump vote, that when they're counted, you know, we don't get swamped with a whole bunch of, you know, mail-in Biden votes. I can understand that. What makes me paranoid, besides Robert stealing my thunder and stealing my shtick, is the fact that the votes are going to be counted by a city government employee who's a member of a city union wearing a Biden 2024 T-shirt and counting the votes and the possibility of changing my vote from Trump to Biden. And we need, you know, monitors to make sure that that doesn't happen. But I just have that in the back of my mind.
Well, of course, that's a large part of it. And drilling down on better mechanisms to ensure that we have the watchers there. Absolutely. And that's what Laura Trump's talking about also.
And I don't have a Paul Harvey answer for today, but I think I have a decent one. And my answer is the roll, which made the sandwich better, because you don't want a cheesesteak on white bread and you don't want a hot dog on rye.
That's a great point. Can you imagine cheesesteaks on a slice of bread?
Oh, my goodness. All right. Homer in Belmar. Hey, Homer, what do you have today?
Yeah, hi. Fast food restaurants which had limited choices, no menu, no waiter or waitresses, was made even faster by the addition of the drive-through window.
That's a great one.
Well, Dan is the biggest proponent of the drive-through window.
I love the drive-through window. And you know what else it improved upon is the fast-service food that started with, like, Horn and Harditz. So
there you go.
Got rid of Horn and Harditz as well. So a double-edged sword there.
Yeah, that tickles my fancy. All right, before we decide today who goes into the hat, tomorrow, Linda McMahon back on the show because Joe Biden is in Scranton today talking taxes, the difference between what he wants to do. The Wall Street Journal, Dan, in honor of this, says that 63% of new audits last year were aimed at middle-class filers. 63%, not the so-called fat cats. We'll break that down tomorrow. And Jeff Andrew at 2 o'clock with President Trump coming to Wildwood again. This time on the sands of Wildwood. All right, Dan,
some of the best today, Dom, Scott, and Mount Laurel. NFL Red Zone, elevating NFL football.
Right.
For a lot of fantasy football fans, that is the case. Robert Ben Salem, the American greeting, going from essentially nothing, but when the phone was created with Edison, coming up with hello after mistakenly hearing something else. And Earl of Tacony, I think, was a third finalist with the roll making the sandwich better, with the point that nobody wants to eat a cheesesteak on a slice of bread.
I think the hello was pretty good.
All right, Robert and Ben Salem.
Robert and Ben Salem into the hat. All right, I saw Rich out here. He's in the house ready to go. You got Rich Cioli next for 4 big hours. If you have any, sorry I didn't get to the groundhog solution. Hit me on Twitter at DomShow1210. Send me an email. We'll talk about that tomorrow and other things. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.